long day. So we're going to be short and sweet, because after that we want to have a 30-minute prayer for those who can. Those who can't, that's all right. God will bless you anyway. So let's have some fun with the God of Israel. What is the title for your preaching tonight, preacher? The title for the meditation tonight is "There is a place for the poor and needy in God's heart." Amen. Y'all didn't hear what I said. There is a place for the poor and needy in God's heart. Contrary to popular beliefs, there is nothing wrong in being poor. Say amen. Amen. You may think this statement is against what we believe, because I believe in prosperity. I believe in prosperity. I believe in abundance. Yet, by making this statement, there is no contradiction. I realize it is God's desire for all of us to be prosperous and many of us to be rich. But nowhere in the Bible do we learn that poverty will be totally eradicated, but in the millennial kingdom, which is about to come in a very near soon. When talking about poor, the Lord Jesus Christ went as far as to say, in Matthew 26, verse 11, the following words. Listen to this. Read it with me. "For you have the poor with you always, but me you do not have always." So there are always going to be some people that are poor. There's nothing wrong in being poor. There's something wrong when you're poor, beggar, and wretched. Wretched, is that what you say? That's a problem there. Yet, if there are poor people in the church, there are some serious promises for the poor people in the church. Did you know that? We always have the poor around. Being poor is not a sin. Say amen. Being poor is not a sin. And sometimes, it is sometimes, the result of lifelong poor money management. Or, it is also a result of often missed opportunities. Nevertheless, there are some awesome promises for those who are poor and needy. And here are some of them. In the book of Psalms, chapter 72, verse 12 and verse 13, there's a promise of deliverance for the poor. Read it with me. "For he shall deliver the needy when he cries. The poor also, and him that has no helper. He shall spare the poor and needy, and he shall save the souls of the needy." Being poor doesn't mean that you are away from God. God does understand our financial situation. And God knows that many of us are just kind of hard-headed. What do you mean by that? If you are making $2,000 a month, you cannot have a lifestyle that demands three. You will always have financial problem, and you'll be considered among the poor. Well, I am within $2,000 budget, then God will bless you. In the state of poorness, if that's such a word, the Bible promises here that he shall deliver the needy when he cries. Did you know that all things about God, God causes things to happen in our lives with one purpose: cry out to Him. Are you with me here? One of the basic problems with poor people is that they want a quick fix. They are already in bad shape financially, and then they want to become rich overnight, and they are taking every day $5 to play the lottery. That's the most stupid thing somebody can make. If you spend $5 on lottery every day, it's $150 by the end of the month. If you take all that money in 1 year, you have $1,800. You could use your brain, take that $1,800 and start doing some kind of trade. What? Yeah. Spanish guy came in the trunk of a car, wait for Mexico, cross over Texas, Alabama, and made to Baltimore because they heard that Martin O'Malley, our ex-governor, was very friendly to immigrants. And they came in, no driver's license, nothing, just a relative that lives somewhere downtown. They all packed up in that little two-bedroom apartment. What did they do? The brother gave the fella $50. You gotta make this money work. He goes to some club, buy $50 worth of roses. And then he goes to North Avenue and Mount Royal, I think it's called, at the corner. And they're selling a rose for $1. Now $6 gave them 12 roses. Are y'all with me here? The man buys 8 dozens of roses. That's 96 roses. They go to the corner, and the wife is on one side, the man's on the other side. By the end of the evening, they sold 100 roses. The $50 now becomes 100. And they did that over and over and over until it came to the point that the man could pay rent. And then somehow he got a driver's license. And now he got a little beat-up Honda. And these people are coming up. Are they poor? Yes. But they're also hustlers. But many of the poor people in town, they want a quick fix. Oh, I'm going to make on the lottery. Then everything is going to be okay. You are devoid of understanding. The Bible says that when the poor cry to God, when they need to cry to God, God's going to deliver them. Especially those who has no helper. So if you are poor, or even if you are not poor, but there's a needy situation right now, you want a quick fix? Yes. Cry for help. God will deliver you on that needy situation. Amen. A blessed saint from a church down the street called here and wants the church to pay her rent. I said, we don't do that. Why? Because we just don't do it. What is God's love? I said, I don't know. I don't know you. I don't know who you are. Are you a member of our congregation? No. Do you go to church? Yes. Go talk to your pastor. Then you will find Christian love. They don't help people. So why don't you ask them where is the Christian love? Well, I just thought y'all are Christians. I said, we are. But we are not poverty stimulators. What do you mean by that? I said, miss, how much is your rent? $1,300. I said, do you have 5 kids? I ain't got no kids. Then you live in the wrong place. Then the story changed. Well, I got 2 kids that live with me. You go to the government, they're going to give you housing. And they're going to give you the yellow card. And they're going to give you $570 for every kid. I don't want to go live among the... So, miss, the only thing I can suggest to you, the Bible says that the Lord shall deliver the needy when he cry. And the poor also. You are in need right now? Yeah. Call upon God. She goes, jerk. Boom. Hung up the phone. All right, I've been called worse. I've been called Arab and whatnot. So, a few days later, she calls back. May I talk to the pastor, please? Yes, how may I pray for you? Well, I want to apologize. So, well, now, what did you do? I called you a jerk. Oh, you're the needy lady. She said, I was. So that's good. That's good. That's good. Talk to me, sis. What's her name? What's your name? Can I keep my name in secret? That's all right. Why? Said, I've been listening to you on the computer, and you often call people's name on your sermons. I said, okay. Okay. Fair enough. And now when you listen, sis, you listen to this sermon, you know I'm talking about you. She said, I was so angry at you that my anger was burning. Then I asked, what did you do? Take a shower? She said, please, don't joke. It's all right. What did you do? She said, I sit down, and my Bible was right beside the counter. And then I thought, well, this is her sentence. What the heck? What am I going to lose? Lord, I need some money to pay my rent. Then I asked, and she said, I had a girlfriend, I lent her $5,000 like 20 years ago. She never paid me back. By the end of that day, she knocked at my door. She asked for forgiveness for taking so long. She brought me $2,500 to pay that debt. And she promised to bring the rest in the end of the month. Isn't God something? Huh? Isn't God something? He shall deliver the needy when he cry, the poor also, and him that has no helper. And I'm glad that, you know, sometimes when you're called jerk or whatever, I've been called worse, I've been called Arab and whatnot, so that's all right. But it's so precious to see when people decide to give heed to the word of God and experience deliverance. You know, many times God will allow some tough situation to come into the life of the poor and needy because God wants to drag you to Him. You know, God wants you to cry out to Him. And you know, the promise doesn't stop here. You know what? Brother Harry, give me the New Living Translation on this thing here. I'm kind of curious. Oh, I like this. Read it with me. He will rescue the poor when they cry to Him. He will help the oppressed who have no one to defend them. He feels pity for the weak and needy. He will rescue them. Tell your neighbor, there is rescue for the needy when they call upon God. Now, here's another promise. When you go to Psalms 107:41, there's a sweet promise. Read it with me. Yet set he the poor on high from affliction and make him families like a flock. I don't understand. Okay, let's make it easy for you to understand. Brother Harry, can you please give me the New King James Version? He sets the poor on high far from affliction and make their families like a flock. God will deliver the poor from affliction. How can we get that point? Call upon Him. He will set the poor far from affliction. You know, Brother Harry, can you make this scripture 107:40 and 41 on the Message Bible? Read it with me. As he heaped scorn on princes and sent them away, he gave the poor a safe place to live treated their clans like a well-cared-for sheep. Isn't that a powerful promise? He gave the poor a safe place to live. God can do it. God can do it. He gives to the poor a safe place to live. Then when you go a little bit further on Psalm 69:33, listen to this. Read it with me. For the Lord hears the poor and despises not his prisoners. Now, if you're locked up for selling weed, he still listens to you. But here it says, he despises not his prisoners. What does he mean by that? People that went to jail for the sake of Christ. God will not despise them. You know, when you read that same scripture that we just have over here on the New Living Translation, oh man, it's so sweet. Watch this. For the Lord hears the cries of the needy. He does not despise his imprisoned people. There is a need, cry out to God. And there is a promise that he's going to listen to you. What does the backslider translation say, Brother Harry? For God listens to the poor. He doesn't walk out on the wretched. There is a promise that God will listen to everybody, to the poor, to the needy. God will listen to their prayers. And God is not going to walk out on the wretched. We go a little bit further. When we go to Psalms 102:7, again, we have the promise that God's going to listen to our prayers. Read it with me. He will regard the prayer of the destitute and not despise their prayer. Did you hear what he said? He will regard the prayer of the poor, of the destitute. Being poor is not a sin. And maybe God will allow tough times to come to push you and I close to the cross, to call upon him for help. Maybe God will allow this to create in us a dependence on him. Plain and simple. The New Living Translation has it quite well. He will listen to the prayers of the destitute, he will not reject their pleas. Tell your neighbor, God will never reject your pleas. It's a done deal. When you go to the backslider translation, it's a little crazy, but still worth of listening. When he attends to the prayer of the wretched, he won't dismiss their prayer. Tell your neighbor, your prayer will never be dismissed by God. Isn't that encouraging? When we go to Jeremiah chapter 20, verse 13, there's another beautiful promise. Read it with me. Sing unto the Lord. Praise ye the Lord, for he has delivered the soul of the poor from the hands of the evildoers. Is there a bad person out there after you? Start praising God. Huh? Start singing praises unto the Lord and watch deliverance to take place. Say amen. Amen. You know, when you look to the New Living Translation, it's even sweeter the way that they put. Watch this. Sing to the Lord. Praise the Lord. For though I was poor and needy, he rescued me from my oppressors. Amen. Tell your neighbor, you are not created to live under oppression. The Lord, brothers and sisters, will always rescue and deliver the soul of the poor. As we continue studying the Word of God, in Psalms 113, verse 7, tells us that there are times that the poor will get all the way down there to the dust. But even when the poor is at the dust, get this, read it with me. He raised up the poor out of the dust and lift the needy out of the dunghill. Hallelujah. Amen. No matter how tough the situation is, God has the power, the will, and the desire to pick you up. Hallelujah. Bring you to a safe place. To a place where you and I are supposed to be, where we can enjoy His presence. May I have the New Living Translation, Brother Harry? Watch this. He lifts the poor from the dust and the needy from the garbage dump. Say amen. Amen. Well, tell somebody, you don't belong in the garbage dump. That's the promise of God. Folks, there's nothing wrong being poor. If we are going through some tough time, God just wants to show His arm, how strong His arms are. When we go to the book of Psalms, chapter 132, verse 15, there's another powerful promise here. Read it with me. I will abundantly bless her provision. I will satisfy her poor with bread. Being poor doesn't mean that you have to go hungry. Are y'all with me here? Being poor doesn't mean that you have to go hungry, because there's a promise in God's word that is going to satisfy the poor with bread. Say amen. Amen. Well, the NIV have these things even more interesting. Watch this. I will bless her with abundant provision. Her poor will I satisfy with food. And it goes along with what David said. I was young, now I'm old. I have never seen a righteous forsaken, nor their descendants begging for bread. And this is why he will satisfy the poor with food. He cannot deny himself. Amen? When we go a little bit further, on Psalm 68:10, is a very encouraging promise for those who are poor. Read it with me. Thy congregation. God's people shall gather together, and of God's provision, of God's goodness, he has taken some to give to the poor. You say, well, it don't make too much sense. I know it doesn't. Brother Harry, give me the Never Inspired Version, please. Your people settled in, and from your bounty, O God, you provide for the poor. Tell somebody, God will always provide for you from His bounty. You want to see how sweet it gets? Let's go to the New Living Translation. Watch this. Love it. There, your people finally settled, and with a bountiful harvest, O God, you provided for your needy people. Tell somebody, God will always provide for the needy. And you know, if you are that poor, God can even help you start your own business. What? Yeah. Brother Harry, show them the Message Bible. For you people to camp in and enjoy, you set them up. They went from rags. Ask your neighbor, are you ready to start your business? You know, God wants to take people out from rags to riches. It's the promise of God. My friends, being poor is not a curse. In many cases, it's actually a blessing. One of the greatest blessings that come in being poor is found in Matthew 5:3. Now, don't get sloppy. You know what I mean? But if you did all that you could, and you can become rich, be comforted with this promise. Read it with me. Blessed are... Why? So if you can't make to the big dogs league in here, a time is coming on the future when the kingdom of heaven is established on earth that you'll be a big dog. So don't give up. Huh? Don't give up. Don't get discouraged. You may be wondering, preach, is there an end for this thing here? Yes. The conclusion of this sermon tonight is, let's go to 2 Corinthians 8, 9. Watch this. Jesus got your back. Listen to this. For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that you, through his poverty, ask your neighbor, are you ready to become rich? God can do it. There's nothing wrong being poor. Say amen. Amen. There's nothing wrong not being rich. Likewise, there's nothing wrong being rich. But whatever situation may be that you're in right now, Jesus Christ became poor. He was rich. He is rich. He has cattle in 1,000 hills. Is there a need? He can sell some of the cows in one of the hills and get you through. But he says, through his poverty, you and I might become rich. Poverty is not a state that you have to remain in. We should not consume ourselves trying to get rich and exasperate our souls and end up in hell. There's nothing wrong in being poor. Can you improve? Absolutely. Is there provisions made by God? He'll set up a business and bring you from rags to riches. How do I do that? Cry out to him. And if you absolutely cannot make on this planet, James 2:5 tops off all the promises. I want you to read it with me so you can understand. God got your back. If you were never smart enough to gather enough resources to become rich in this world, there's still hope for each one of us. I mean, I might become rich one day. If not, when I get to heaven, you better believe I'm gonna have some serious dough. You don't need dough in heaven. But I still want to have it anyway. You know, maybe a collar of diamonds. You know, when we were in Belgium, we went to a diamond factory. And my Lord, when you see the way that they work those stones, you look to a diamond, you can't tell it's a diamond. But when they were using the machine and doing different cuts, by the time that they finish, the colors start changing. It's yellow, blue, green, red, whatever. It's a mix of color. And we had right in front of our eyes a tiny wincy stone. $11,000. Then when she brought the big one, when I mean big, is the size of a bean. Everybody knows what beans are, right? The size of a beans or a chickpeas. $137,000. Now the big one that looks like a candy, that was on the millions. I don't mind having some diamonds, you know, big like beans, color, shining around. Hey, I want to fit into the place. Amen? How am I going to fit into the place? Listen what James said. Listen, my beloved brethren. Has God not chosen the poor of this world to be rich in faith and heirs of the kingdom which he promised to those who love Him. And if you can't make it here, if you're not rich with money, and you follow the instructions, you're going to be rich in faith. Then when you cross over to the kingdom to come, and you're going to be loaded. It is God's desire for you to have the best. So if what it's poor money management or missed opportunities, let's walk around that. When the needy cry out to God, when the poor cry out to God, He will listen. And He has the power, whatever you are right now, to set up a business and to take you out from rags to riches. Can I hear an amen here?
Amen.
May the God of Israel continue to take care of you.
Amen.
Amen. Your feet, please. It's okay, brother. It's okay. Receive the benediction. Ivrechecha Adonai veishmerecha. Yair Adonai panavolecha vikunecha. Isa Adonai panavolecha v'yesem lecha shalom. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord shine His face upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord lift His countenance upon you and grant you peace. Shalom.
Shalom.
For those who have to go, go in peace. Who wants to pray, you're going to kneel down right away.